Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your real estate news for Fed Week, we're going to call it. So I got some information for you today. One piece of information I'm for sure about. Okay, there's two I'm really not quite sure about. And there's actually two more that I'm definitely sure are not going to happen this week. What am I talking about? Well, if you're a homeowner, maybe you're a home buyer, you could even be a realtor or loan officer trying to figure out what's going on with these. I got a lot of news for you today. And this week's going to be action-packed. So my goal today is to help explain to you guys what the heck's going to happen with these this week and why. So folks, the reason why I do this, I'm actually a loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? I'll give you all that information. You're here for these. So let's get to it. So what am I sure about this week? Well, the thing I'm sure about is right through here. The Federal Reserve is going to be meeting and they will be coming out with a decision. So that's the one piece of the news that I'm for sure about. There's two pieces that I'm really not sure about. And those are the economic news that the Federal Reserve monitors. So if you go over to this, here's what the Federal Reserve monitors. They monitor inflation by the PCE and other things. They monitor the jobs market. Okay, so these pieces of the puzzle are actually going to come in after the Federal Reserve meets. So how are these going to come in? I really don't know. Okay, so let's get over to what I'm talking about. This week, here's what we have coming in. We have the Federal Reserve. They're going to come out on Wednesday, and they're going to tell us exactly what they're going to do. That's one of the areas I know for sure what's going to happen, so I'll get to that in a second. So join me live on Wednesday. I'm going to go right after the Federal Reserve announces what they're going to do. They're going to go into basically a conference with the media. They're going to start answering a whole bunch of questions. I'm going to show you the instant market reactions to that. It's usually pretty wild. But we have the Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we have initial jobless claims and continued jobless claims. That's giving us the read on the jobs market, basically one of the things that the Federal Reserve monitors. Then you go down through here, and then you have on Friday the PPI. That's producer inflation. How are these numbers going to come in? I really don't know. But here's one thing I can kind of tell you. I don't think the jobs market's going to fall off a cliff, but I do think producer inflation is going to tick up just a little bit, and it's my January effect. My January effect is this. Manufacturers and sellers didn't have the ability to push out all their tariff pricing last year, so they're going to push it out this January and February. So it's going to increase our inflation a little bit. Then based on energy and the housing equivalent rents, we're going to see inflation starting to topple. So that's my expectation there. But like I said, on Friday, after the Federal Reserve meets, they're going to come in and tell us basically where the producer prices are coming in. So I don't know how these numbers are going to come in, but I don't think, you know, if anything surprises us, it'll be on the producer price index section. Now, the next piece of the puzzle, what's not going to happen for sure, tariffs. The federal or the Supreme Court, they adjourned on Friday, and now they're on a 4-week vacation. So we're not going to get anything from the Supreme Court on this. So that's one thing for sure that's not going to happen this week. The other thing is right through here. What's the Federal Reserve going to do in 2 days? Well, I'm pretty for sure that they're not going to do anything because there is a 97% chance that they're not going to do anything at this meeting. There's an 80-something percent chance they're not going to do anything at the next meeting, and over a 70% chance they're not going to do anything at the meeting after that. So the news that I had is the for sure there will be a Fed meeting this week. The two things I really don't know about is inflation and jobs. The two things I'm for sure about is we're not going to get any tariff news, and the Federal Reserve ain't going to be cutting this week. So how's the markets reacting to this? Well, we had some pretty good economic news this morning on manufacturing and things. So let's get over and see what the markets are doing. So if you're new to my channel, here's what we follow here. I follow mortgage rates. Obviously, the channel is the rate update. So here's what's going on with mortgage rates today. You might say, okay, that what is that? Well, this is a mortgage bond that we follow. So if you don't have access to this, you don't really understand what I'm saying, subscribe down there so you can understand this. Because if you're a homeowner, home buyer, realtor, even loan officer, you got to understand how mortgage rates work before you get into real estate. Okay, so that bond over there is the price of the bond is what's going on. How do you decipher this? If the price of the bond, which you're seeing right now, good news. If the price of the bond's going up, that means rates are coming down. So price is up, yields down. Means this one's a mortgage, so the yield on the mortgage is going down. So that's really good news to start today. Well, let's get over to the other markets to see how they're faring for today. So a lot of red on the screen, but Nothing to really be that worried about. The Dow Jones, it's in the green. I think it hits records high every day. Same thing across the board. There's a little bit of profit taking here, and there is some major earnings coming out this week. We have oil down. It's still above $60 a barrel. You guys know how I feel about that. We need below 60. Helps out huge. Below 70, where we remember last year and a half ago, we were at $80 or $85. A pretty big move there. Then the 10-year treasury, mortgage rates, and interest rates in general are coming down just a little bit right now. So if you're out there, you're trying to figure out, you know, should you refinance? Should you buy? Should you, what should you do? Well, if you're watching this, you're probably looking at maybe refinancing or buying your first house. I got all kind of tools for you right here to use. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. Like I said, I'm actually a loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's what I do here. I've been doing this over 35 years. You're probably so confused on how to track rates. Okay. So I created that tool right up there. It's called RateWatch 2.1. What happens is I want you to put your mortgage information in there. Let me know what rate you'd be interested in refinancing or how much money you want to save. You can put both those in there. When they trigger, I'll call you. I'll text you. I'll email you. We don't sell the data. It'll be me reaching out. We'll go over what your new payment's going to be, what your costs are going to be, and what your break-even point's going to be. If it's under a year, it's probably golden. Well, wonder if you've already got a quote and you're like, okay, Dan, how do I do this now? Well, upload your loan estimate to us. Here's what I'm going to ask you. If we can beat the other lender on the fees and the rates, I'm hoping to win you as a client. But what do you do if you're looking to build or buy down the road? Well, subscribe. And what I'm thinking is, I don't think rates are really going to go anywhere from here. My goal or my expectations for Q1 of 2026, mortgage rates at 5.875 to 6.25. We keep testing that 6.25. So once I think inflation kind of peaks and starts to topple, that's when we're going to see rates go down just a little bit. I don't think it's going to be anything detrimental. But if you're trying to figure out, does a refinance save me money? Or what kind of payment can I have with these kind of rates if I'm looking to buy? This is, you can do all this right through here. If you can't find your information here, please just reach out to us. We'd love to help you. You can schedule an appointment. You can ask me a question. You can even give us a phone call. So that's it for today, folks. I will be putting a chat button up here. It'll give you all the information that you need on real estate. So it's loaded with hundreds and hundreds of different mortgage programs. So if you're an investor, plug it in, see what options you have. If a DSCR program comes up and you're scratching your head wondering what it is, reach out to us. We'd love to help. But if you have any questions when it comes to mortgages, please check out that chatbot we have coming and launching today. And otherwise, please reach out to us. And hopefully now you understand a little more. If you're a homeowner, should you refinance, home buyer, realtor, loan officer, if your clients ask you what's going on, now you understand a little bit more of what's going to happen, though, this week with these and why. So thanks for watching, folks. I will be back at the closing bell today to let you go and know how this mess ends for today. Otherwise, I'll be back tomorrow at the opening bell. Thanks for watching, folks. I'll see you later today. Bye-bye.